In this bulletin, France recalls its ambassador over a submarine snub. First doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine arrive in Australia. And in sport, New Zealand's cricket tour to Pakistan abandoned on the morning of the first match. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Borum. France has recalled its ambassadors to Australia and the United States as the backlash over their submarine deal intensifies. In a statement, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian says the decision has been made on a request from President Emmanuel Macron. He says the move is justified, given the exceptional seriousness of the announcements and Australia's unacceptable behaviour. Australia has controversially cancelled its big contract to buy French conventional submarines in favour of nuclear-powered subs built with US technology. Police in Australia's two biggest cities are out in force to prevent planned anti-lockdown protests. Roadblocks have been set up around central Melbourne and Sydney to prevent crowds entering. In Melbourne, trains, trams and buses will be suspended until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Only authorised workers and people receiving vaccines at city hubs will be allowed through road checkpoints. Daniel Bowen, spokesman for the Public Transport Users Association, says the service disruption will prove challenging for Melburnians.
It's unprecedented to shut down the entire inner part of the public transport network, and so the government does need to do everything they can to mitigate that disruption for the people that do have to travel. People who are going to a vaccination appointment, people who are essential workers do have to get around, and they're going to find it very difficult.
New South Wales police have warned people to stay away from central Sydney, with roads blocked and taxis banned. Anti-lockdown protesters are hoping to reach the Sydney CBD as a show of defiance. Overseas now, and the British government has unveiled new international travel rules after complaints its current regulations are cumbersome and ineffective. Testing requirements in England will be eased for fully vaccinated arrivals, who will no longer have to take a COVID-19 test before travelling. They will still need a coronavirus swab after landing, but from the end of October, it will be a simpler and cheaper quick test. Transport Secretary Grant Shipps says easing the rules is possible because of Britain's high vaccination rate, with 82% of over 16s now fully immunised.
It does give us some additional freedoms that we didn't really have before. One of those is that we can drop the pre-departure tests. Another is that we can drop the expensive PCR tests on day two when people got back from abroad. But we will still require people to buy and use a lateral flow test. Everyone knows they're much more straightforward. They're inexpensive. You do the test at home. You see the result at home within minutes.
Unvaccinated travellers will still have to self-isolate for 10 days, as well as taking coronavirus tests before and after their trips. Security around the United States Capitol has been reinforced, with hundreds of far-right demonstrators planning to rally in support of those arrested over the January riots. Police have been warned of threats of violence, with the National Guard putting 100 troops on standby. U.S. Capitol Police Chief J. Thomas Manger says authorities needed to take the threat seriously, given what happened in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th.
Our mission tomorrow is our mission every day, and that is to protect everyone's rights to free speech and to allow them to lawfully demonstrate. And we have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful, and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it as quickly as possible. We're not going to tolerate violence, and we will not tolerate criminal behavior of any kind.
More than 600 people have been arrested on charges of joining the January storming of the building by Donald Trump supporters in an attempt to stop certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. To sport, and New Zealand's cricket tour to Pakistan has been abandoned on the morning of the first match in rural Pindi due to the visitors' security concerns. The first of three one-day clashes was meant to start on Friday morning, but the players never made it to the ground and were told to stay inside their rooms. The Kiwis will now return home. In a statement, New Zealand Cricket says the decision to abandon the tour was made after an escalation in threat levels for Pakistan and advice from the team's security advisers. Pakistani security agencies say they do not know of any threat alerts of possible attacks. In 2009, militants attacked the Sri Lankan cricket team bus in Lahore, killing seven and injuring a number of players. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two developing, 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Showers in Melbourne with a top of 16. Hobart, a shower or two, 16 degrees as well. Canberra, showers and 17. Wollongong and Sydney, partly cloudy and 26. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.